Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And you are joining us for the second day of our lesson, Adventures for a Cause. Of course, yesterday we began to learn about the adventurists and how they raise £1,000 each to go on these crazy, eccentric adventures. But it's all for a noble purpose, all for the wonderful cause of rainforest conservation. Now, if you went to join something or participate in an activity for a cause, what kind of cause or reason would you do it, Carolyn?
Well, I think I'd really like to raise money or support improving education.
Okay.
There are a lot of schools that just don't have enough money to pay teachers enough so that they don't get good teachers, or they have to cut back on programs that would really help the students learn and enjoy learning. So I think that would be a really good cause to raise money for.
That's a great cause. Another cause I can think of is helping people find jobs that are suitable for them. I think that people could be educated in that way as well. Well, what cause can you think of? What cause would you support? Get creative. Talk about it in English. Right now it's time for us to continue learning about Adventures for a Cause.
Adventures for a Cause. What if you want to experience an adventure for a cause, but horses aren't your thing? Never fear, there are others to choose from after raising that £1,000. The Mongol Rally. What's more exciting than a 16,000-kilometer road trip across mountains, deserts, and other rugged terrain? Doing it in a vehicle with an engine smaller than 1.2 liters. Mongol Rally participants follow another en route that consists of a starting point in the UK, a finish line in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia, and nothing in between. After all, it's an adventure, not a guided tour.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. Ever wanted to ride a horse across the desert? Or ride a rickshaw through India or Indonesia? Sounds interesting. We'll learn more about these amazing opportunities to do good while having some fun. But before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Rugged. Rugged is an adjective. Winnie loves hiking through rugged mountains. Utterly. Utterly is an adverb. Victor was utterly amazed to learn that his childhood friend was now a famous actor. Impractical. Impractical is an adjective. Tina could barely walk in her impractical high-heeled shoes. Prone. Prone is an adjective. I think I need a new computer. Mine is prone to turning off without warning. Your more information words are rally. Rally is a noun. Rickshaw. Rickshaw is a noun. Let's learn more in the article.
They do seem to enjoy their en routes. Well, going back to the beginning of this lesson, what if you want to experience an adventure for a cause, but horses aren't your thing? So yesterday we talked about the Mongol Derby, the longest horse race in the world, but maybe you aren't very interested in riding a horse, or you think it would be too difficult to ride a horse that far. 1,000 kilometers is quite a long way. So there are some other options.
It's true, there are other options, because horses may not be your thing. Let's talk about that phrase, to be one's thing. That means something that you are interested in, something that makes you excited. You could say, yeah, that's my thing. Usually I hear this in a negative way, though. Oh, no, I don't want to do that because that's not my thing.
That's right. Usually we use it to express things like, oh, it's really not my thing. Maybe you want to go see a concert and your friend says, oh, well, that type of music really isn't my thing, so I'm not going to go with you. But continuing in our article, never fear, if horses are not your thing, there are others to choose from after raising that 1,000 pounds.
Yes, of course. That's a good reminder there at the end of this sentence. Our author reminds us, of course, it costs a little bit of money. Actually, quite a bit of money you have to raise. But I see a phrase here, never fear. So that kind of means don't worry. Never fear or don't worry. You can choose from other events. Like what, Carolyn?
Well, yesterday we had the Mongol Derby, and today we see the Mongol Rally. What's more exciting than a 16,000-kilometer road trip across mountains, deserts, and other rugged terrain? Oh, this is a good question.
It's a good question. The answer is supposed to be not much can be more exciting, but perhaps you can think of something more exciting. However, this will be definitely a crazy adventure. Okay, so this is the Mongol Rally, and a rally is a race, but it's not a race on a track like you see in some races, some car races. It's a race through other places, maybe unplanned territory or undriven roads.
That's okay. Right, mm-hmm. And it is on rugged terrain. So let's look at the word rugged from our word bank. If something is rugged, then it's not smooth and probably very difficult to get across.
It's true. So you might talk about rugged terrain, which is kind of how the earth is in a certain area, mm-hmm. or maybe a rugged road. Okay, so they're driving these cars, and the roads are not smooth, okay? It's rugged terrain. This is very exciting. Now, doing it in a vehicle with an engine smaller than 1.2 liters. Carolyn, that's not a very big engine.
No, that is very small. So what could be more exciting than going on a 16,000-kilometer road trip across places that are very difficult to drive on? Doing it in a vehicle with an engine smaller than 1.2 liters. I think this would be very challenging.
I do too. Mongol Rally participants follow another en route that consists of a starting point in the UK, a finish line in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia, and nothing in between. Okay, so this is an incredibly long distance.
It is a very long distance, going all the way from the United Kingdom in Europe to Mongolia. And, oh, that sounds like a very difficult time because you are on another en route. There's no path, no map, and we find out in the next sentence, after all, it's an adventure, not a guided tour.
Well, I kind of like that, Carolyn. I like the way our author puts this, after all. Of course, you already know that this is not something that you can do every day. It's not easy. It's an adventure. And she compares it to something, a guided tour, Carolyn. What's a guided tour?
Well, a guided tour is what you might go on when you are traveling. So if you go to another country, you might get a tour guide or a person who is local to show you around so that you know the easiest way to go places and the best places to go. But this is not a guided tour. It's an adventure.
That's right. So the idea is it's exciting, it's unplanned, not planned and safe. It might be a little bit dangerous, but it can be a good thing for you to try out. Maybe you are interested in doing something like this. Well, you should check out The Adventurists online and find out more. For right now, it's time for us to enjoy a video about this Mongol rally. Let's do that and then join Michelle in the language lab.
Thank you. pull this car out of this ditch.
So let's turn the metal all over.
This is it.
We do not cross the bridge.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 首先我们看的是 rally 这个名词。Rally 在这里特别是指汽车或摩托车的公路大赛。例如 The best drivers from around the world went to the New Zealand Motor Rally. 全世界的好手都来参加纽西兰的摩托车公路赛。Rally 也指群众的大会或聚会。例如 This rally was organized to help raise money for the victims of the earthquake. 这个大会的招聚是为了要募款帮助地震的灾民。继续我们看的是 rugged 这个形容词。Rugged 是指崎岖的或者是高低不平的。例如 This rugged area is only accessible by four-wheel drives. 这个地势高低不平的地区只有四轮驱动的车子可以到达。或者是 The rugged yet beautiful coastline attracts many visitors each year. 这个崎岖又美丽的海岸线每年都会吸引许多的观光客。
In our lesson, Adventures for a Cause, we've been learning about different races that crazy or eccentric people are taking across long distances. And one we talked about yesterday was the Mongol Derby, where they rode on horses for 1,000 kilometers. Today we talked about the Mongol Rally, driving in cars with engines of 1.2 liters and then driving for 16,000 kilometers from the UK into Mongolia. Let's enjoy learning something about the next race called the Rickshaw Run.
Adventures for a Cause. The Rickshaw Run. When asked how to travel across India, almost no one would say, drive a rickshaw. These three-wheeled 145.45cc vehicles were built for short trips on roads, not a 3,000 to 5,000 kilometer journey. Attempting this journey sounds utterly crazy, but it can be great fun. Just watch out for cows in the road. The Bajaj Rally. Even more impractical than India's rickshaw is Indonesia's Bajaj or tuk-tuk. These motorized rickshaws are loud, poorly designed, and prone to breaking down. But that didn't stop adventure seekers from taking them through jungles and over mountains, finding their own routes across Indonesia. Although discontinued, this adventure lives on in people's memories.
Well, these are two other very interesting adventures. The first one is the Rickshaw Run. Now, Gabe, what exactly is a rickshaw?
Well, when I think of a rickshaw, it kind of reminds me of some rickshaws that I have ridden in where someone is in front pulling a cart that has two wheels and you're in this kind of cart on a seat. That's not the kind of rickshaw we're talking about today, but we just wanted you to know there are different kinds of rickshaws. What about the rickshaws we're talking about today, Carolyn?
Well, these rickshaws are small motorized vehicles that have three wheels.
Okay.
And they are very interesting to look at. You should look at some pictures of rickshaws. Now, learning about the Rickshaw Run. When asked how to travel across India, almost no one would say, drive a rickshaw.
It's true. No one would suggest or no one would say to do this. Don't drive a rickshaw that distance. But we continue. These three-wheeled 145.45cc vehicles were built for short trips on roads, not a 3,000 to 5,000 kilometer journey. It's true, I've ridden in rickshaws before, these motorized rickshaws in India, and they're kind of fun to go on small roads for short distances.
But you didn't ride one for 3,000 to 5,000 kilometers?
No, I certainly did not, Carolyn. We went on the freeway to the Taj Mahal, and it took about 3 hours, but that was in a car or a nice van, not a rickshaw. I can't imagine going 5,000 kilometers in a rickshaw?
That would be very challenging, but this is an adventure, and attempting this journey sounds utterly crazy, but it can be great fun. And there we have a word from our word bank talking about this adventure being utterly crazy. Now, if something is utterly crazy, what does that mean, Gabe?
Well, utterly basically means completely. So it's completely crazy. There's no way you can get even crazier. It's utterly crazy. How else could you use that word? Well, maybe you're not just a little bit tired. You could say, oh, I am utterly exhausted.
That's right. Usually this word is to describe some sort of negative feeling. So you might say, I feel completely fine. But you wouldn't say, I feel utterly fine. You would say, I feel utterly exhausted. I'm so tired.
You're right. Most of the time it is used for negative words. But it can be great fun. It's crazy, but it's great fun. Just watch out for cows in the road. I like that our author Elizabeth put that in there.
That's very true, because in India, that's where they're traveling, that's where they are doing this rickshaw run, and there are a lot of cows that walk around on the roads, so you must be careful.
That's right, be careful of the cows, especially in India. Right now, it's time for us to learn something new with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud.
In today's lesson, our author mentions vehicles that were built for short trips on roads.
But then, two sentences later, she warns, watch out for cows in the road.
On roads and in the road, does this mean on and in are interchangeable? Not exactly.
If you remember, we touched on prepositions a bit last week, but because they're so difficult for ESL students, we thought they deserved another look. Now, in order to really master them, you need to be aware of three pitfalls. The first is choosing the wrong preposition.
This problem often surfaces because students translate prepositions directly from their native language. For example, Germans will say aspirin is good against headaches. But to use the same preposition translated into English would be a mistake, because idiomatic English says aspirin is good for headaches.
Right. The second pitfall is adding a preposition where one isn't needed. They went to outside is a good example. Here, the preposition to is not needed.
And then there's the opposite problem, not using a preposition when one is needed. As in, I like listening music. Here we do need that preposition too.
So how do we avoid these pitfalls and master prepositions? Sorry, no shortcuts, just good old-fashioned memorization.
这一课介绍机动三轮车的越野大赛课文里头讲到这些三轮车原本设计是跑在马路上 on road, 之后呢又提到要小心牛群 in the road, 在马路上, 由此可见, 在中文, 同样都是在马路上, 但是英文的介系词, 一个是 on, 一个是 in, 由此可见, 英文的介系词是一门大学问, 要如何用正确的介系词, 我们必须学习避免三个陷阱, 一个是用了错的介系词, 像把 for 误以为要用 against， 另一个呢是随便加不该加的介系词， 像go home， 如果讲go to home 就错了。最后是遗漏掉该有的介系词， 像listen to music， 如果说 listen music 就错了。所以介系词虽然都很短，但绝对不能小看它。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, guys. Now moving on to the next adventure, the Bajaj Rally. Even more impractical than India's rickshaw is Indonesia's Bajaj or tuk-tuk. Now, these are very interesting little vehicles, and we see a word in this sentence from our word bank, the word impractical. You see the I-M at the beginning, so you know it means it is not practical.
That's right. It's not something that is reasonable, not something that most people would think about doing. It's not smart, maybe. Maybe it's impractical. Actually, not maybe. I know it's impractical for me to drink coffee with caffeine after 4 in the afternoon. If I do that, I won't sleep that night.
That's right. So it is not a good idea. It doesn't make sense. And we learn about these little vehicles. These motorized rickshaws are loud, poorly designed, and prone to breaking down. So they don't sound like very reliable vehicles. And we have another word from the word bank, prone. If something is prone to do something, then it is very likely that it will happen.
That's right. Maybe you talk about someone who loves to, well, maybe they like to drink a lot. You might say they're prone to drink a lot. And that's kind of a negative thing. When you use this word prone, it's usually talking about negative things. I also think of another word, someone who maybe has accidents a lot. You would say that person is accident prone. You put the word before prone. He is accident prone.
That's right. Well, these vehicles are prone to breaking down, but that didn't stop adventure seekers from taking them through jungles and over mountains, finding their own routes across Indonesia. And if you remember, a few months ago, we talked about Komodo and Bali, and those places in Indonesia, there aren't a lot of great roads, and it can be very difficult to travel through.
Which is why you have to create your own unroutes. Well, we continue here. Although discontinued, this adventure lives on in people's memories. Well, that's sad. This Bajaj Rally is no longer going on. It is discontinued.
Well, that is okay because we can continue to learn with Michelle in the Language Lab.
All right, 接下来我们看的是 impractical 这个形容词。I am 是一个否定的字首。Practical 是指实际的。所以 impractical 是指不切实际的或者不合用的。例如 It's impractical to spend a lot of money buying lotto tickets. 花大笔的钱去买乐透是非常不实际的。它的反义字就是 practical, 意思是实际的。例如 Sandra is very practical. She knows what a good deal is. Sandra 是一个非常务实的女孩，她知道什么是合理的买卖。所以我们看的是 prone 这个形容词。Prone 是指容易如何如何的，或者是倾向于某种结果的。Prone 的后面可以加上不定词，再加上动词。例如 ,he's prone to get angry whenever he's under pressure. 他一有压力就容易发脾气。Prone 的后面也可以加介系词 to, 再加上名词或动名词。例如 ,Arnold is prone to making hasty decisions. Arnold 很容易做出轻率的决定。Keep watching as our lesson continues.
The past 2 days, we've learned about 4 different adventures organized by the adventurists. Which one do you like the most so far? The Mongol Derby, Mongol Rally, the Rickshaw Run, or the Bajaj Rally, which is no longer continuing? Gabe?
It's a great question because they all sound exciting to me. I would probably choose either the Mongol Derby or the Mongol Rally, because they sound like the greatest adventures. I would love to go horseback riding, in an adventure like that. What about you, Carolyn?
Well, I do like the idea of the Mongol Derby, but I think I would really have to practice horseback riding before going. Well, we still have a lot more to learn about this and the adventurists tomorrow, right here on Studio Classroom.
See you then.